Some people eat the things, and some people use them for bait.
What you talking about? I had those in my science class.
Yeah.
They kind of like lobsters.
Would you dissect one?
Yeah. Yeah, she dissect one.
Call it a crawl?
Yeah, crawfish. One of the boys at school, there's a creek right there by Bailey, right down there, and he gets a lot of, he got a catfish, get those great big old catfish out of there, where they come from, I don't know, great big old catfish being there, and he catch a lot of crawfish and turtle over there.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard about those big catfish get up to about 100 pounds, something like that. You ever seen one that big?
They got an area. Dan was telling me about it right down there where the reservoir, where those things could be nearly bigger than me, those catfish. Mm-hmm. And they could go up to 100 pounds. And they will eat you up if you fall down in there, too.
I guess so, that'd be.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen these insects that like to fly around lights at night? Just see them.
Mosquitoes, gnats. Yeah. I caught one in there in the kitchen last night. He did bit me before I caught him though. There's a problem about that. I mean, while we always at night, we always try to keep that light that's over the window open. Cause see, I don't know how they do it, but sometimes they get through that window.
Mm-hmm.
Those little ones, they come in the house.
Yeah. What about these insects that like to eat holes in clothes?
Moths.
Yeah.
I don't really see that bit of moths around here. Yeah. But if you do have clothes, I say they will eat them. And like at school, we had in a library. I'm a library helper. And they had to spray the library for termites. One time we came in there, I think it was after rain or something, because they got through some kind of hole in there, and they were all over that floor. I came in there, and it surprised me. I just jumped out of my skin. They were all over the floor, and I went, oh.
Yeah. Too bad. What about these insects that you used to see at night? I don't know if you see them around here much, but they'll blink on and off.
Oh yeah, my uncle, he lives on Forest Avenue, which is right over there. They still have it every summer. You can see them, they just light up those fireflies.
Yeah.
Just light up. I like those. I don't ever see them around here.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing it over there.
Mm-hmm. Well, talking about insects, when you go fishing, do you ever see this insect's got kind of a long, thin body? And these long wings you can see through.
Dragonfly.
Yeah.
I see those. They don't really scare me that bad. Not as much as them June bugs. They might not bite, but them things make them some noise.
June bugs?
So that they can be green. Woo! Hey, man, you know when you first see them, you think of a bumblebee.
Mm-hmm.
And I duck.
Yeah, we used to catch those things in the time of the string. Around.
Yeah, when I was about 7, I used to stay at my grandma's house a lot, and her next door neighbor, she had grandchildren. Well, most of them are 20-some years old now, and about three of them, well, all of them except for three are married, and they used to catch them, and they used to. Like, the boys used to catch them. You know, they catch them right there and throw them into a bottle.
Yeah.
And they used to do the same thing for wasps and bumblebees.
Mm-hmm.
They used to put them in there, the same thing, and they stink each other.